إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا الْعِجْلَ سَيَنَالُهُمْ غَضَبٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَذِلَّةٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُفْتَرِينَ
In reply, they were told, Verily, those who worship the calf will certainly incur indignation from their Lord and will be abased in the life of this world. Thus do we reward those who fabricate lies.
وَالَّذِينَ عَمِلُوا السَّيِّئَاتِ ثُمَّ تَابُوا مِنْ بَعْدِهَا وَآمَنُوا إِنَّ رَبَّكَ مِنْ بَعْدِهَا لَغَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ
As for those who do evil and later repent and have faith, such shall find their Lord all-forgiving, all-compassionate, after they repent and believe.
وَلَمَّا سَكَتَ عَنْ مُوسَى الْغَضَبُ أَخَذَ الْأَلْوَاحَ وَفِي نُسْخَتِهَا هُدًى وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلَّذِينَ هُمْ لِرَبِّهِمْ يَرْهَبُونَ
And when the anger of Moses, peace be upon him, was stilled, he took up the tablets again, the text of which comprised guidance and mercy to those who fear their Lord.
وَاخْتَارَ مُوسَى قَوْمَهُ 70 رَجُلًا لِمِيقَاتِنَا فَلَمَّا أَخَذَتْهُمُ الرَّجْفَةُ قَالَ رَبِّ لَوْ شِئْتَ أَهْلَكْتَهُمْ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَإِيَّايِ أَتُهْلِكُنَا بِمَا فَعَلَ السُّفَهَاءُ مِنَّا إِنْ هِيَ إِلَّا فِتْنَتُكَ تُضِلُّ بِهَا مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتَهْدِي مَنْ تَشَاءُ أَنْتَ وَلِيُّنَا فَاغْفِرْ لَنَا وَارْحَمْنَا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْغَافِرِينَ
And out of his people, Moses singled out 70 men for our appointment. Then, when violent shaking seized them, he addressed his Lord, Had you willed, O my Lord, you could have destroyed them and me long ago. Will you destroy us for what the fools amongst us did? That was nothing but a trial from you, whereby you mislead whom you will and guide whom you will. You alone are our guardian. Forgive us then, and have mercy upon us. You are the best of those who forgive. And out of his people, Moses, peace be upon him, singled out 70 men for our appointment. Moses, peace be upon him, was summoned for the second time to Mount Sinai along with 70 chiefs of the nation in order that they might seek pardon for their calf worship and renew their covenant with God. Reference to this event is not found in the Bible and Talmud. They simply mention that Moses, peace be upon him, was summoned to receive new tablets as replacements for the ones he had thrown down and broken. Whereby you misled whom you will and guide whom you will. When a people are put to the test, it is an occasion of crucial importance for it helps to distinguish the righteous from the wicked. Like a winnow, it separates out of the mass the useful from the useless. Hence, in his wisdom, God subjects people to tests. Those who successfully pass through them owe their success to the support and guidance they receive from God. As for those who are unsuccessful, their failure is the result of their not receiving that support and guidance. This does not detract from the fact that men neither arbitrarily receive or are denied God's support and guidance. Both extending and withholding support and guidance follow a rule which is based on wisdom and justice. The fact, however, remains that man can succeed in the test to which he is put only if God supports and guides him.
وَاكْتُبْ لَنَا فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ إِنَّا هُدْنَا إِلَيْكَ قَالَ عَذَابِي أُصِيبُ بِهِ مَنْ أَشَاءُ ورحمتي وسعت كل شيء فسأكتبها للذين يتقون ويؤتون الزكاة والذين هم بآياتنا يؤمنون.
And ordain for us what is good in this world and in the world to come, for to you have we turned. He replied, I afflict whomsoever I wish with my chastisement. As for my mercy, it encompasses everything. I will show mercy to those who abstain from evil, pay zakah, and have faith in our signs. As for my mercy, it encompasses everything. It is false to assume that the general rule underlying God's governance of His realm is that of wrath, which is occasionally tempered with mercy and benevolence. On the contrary, the general rule is that of mercy and benevolence, and wrath is the exception which is aroused when man's transgression and rebellion exceed all reasonable limits.
الذين يتبعون الرسول النبي الأمي الذي يجدونه مكتوبا عندهم الذي يجدونه مكتوبا عندهم في التوراة والإنجيل يأمرهم بالمعروف وينهاهم عن المنكر ويحل لهم الطيبات ويحرم عليهم الخبائث ويضع عنهم إصرهم والأغلال التي كانت عليهم فالذين آمنوا به وعزروه ونصروه واتبعوا النور الذي أنزل معه أولئك هم المفلحون.
Today, this mercy is for those who follow the Ummi Prophet, whom they find mentioned in the Torah and the Gospel with them. He enjoins upon them what is good and forbids them what is evil. He makes the clean things lawful to them and prohibits all corrupt things and removes from them their burdens and the shackles that were upon them. So those who believe in Him and assist Him and succor Him and follow the light which has been sent down with Him, it is they who shall prosper. Today, this mercy is for those who follow the Ummi Prophet. The preceding verse concludes God's response to Moses' prayer, peace be upon him. This was the appropriate moment to invite the Israelites to follow the message preached by the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. The upshot of what is being said here is that people can even now attain God's mercy exactly as they could in the past. These conditions require that people should now follow the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, since refusal to follow a prophet after his advent amounts to gross disobedience to God. Those who do not commit themselves to follow the Prophet, peace be upon him, cannot attain the essence of piety, no matter how hard they try to make a pretense of it by observing the minor details of religious rituals generally associated with piety. Likewise, the Israelites had been told that paying zakah was essential to win God's mercy. However, payment of zakah is meaningless unless one supports the struggle to establish the hegemony of truth, which is being carried on under the leadership of the Prophet, peace be upon him. For unless one spends money to exalt the word of God, the very foundations of zakah are lacking, even if a person spends huge amounts in the way of charity. They were also reminded that they had been told in the past that God's mercy was exclusively for those who believed in His revelation. Now those who rejected the revelation received by Muhammad, peace be upon him, could never be considered believers in revelation, no matter how zealously they claimed to believe in the Torah. Reference to the Prophet, peace be upon him, in this verse as Ummi is significant, as the Israelites branded all other nations as Gentiles, Ummis, Steeped in racial prejudice, they did not consider members of other nations as their equals, let alone accept any person not belonging to them as a prophet. The Quran also states the Jewish belief that they would not be taken to task for whatever they might do to non-Jews. See Al-Imran 3:75. Employing the same term which they themselves had used, the Quran tells them that their destiny was linked with the Ummi Prophet. By obeying him, they would become deserving of God's mercy. As for disobedience to the Prophet, peace be upon him, it would continue to arouse God's wrath, which had been afflicted upon them for centuries, whom they find mentioned in the Torah and the Gospel that they have. Pointed and repeated reference to the coming of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, is made in the Bible. See Deuteronomy 18:15-19, Matthew 21:33-46, John 1:19-25, 14:15-17, 25-30, 15:25-6, 16:7-15. He makes the clean things lawful to them and prohibits all corrupt things. The Prophet declares the pure things which they had forbidden as lawful and the impure things which they had legitimized as unlawful, and removes from them their burdens and the shackles that were upon them. The Israelites had fettered their lives by undue restrictions which had been placed on them by the legal hair-splitting of their jurists, the pietistic exaggerations of their spiritual leaders, the introduction of superstitions and self-contrived laws and regulations by their masses. The Prophet, by relieving them of every unnecessary burden and releasing them from every unjustified restriction, in fact, liberated their shackled lives.